Thank you for being with us here today at the CGMF Prayer Line. Today I want to talk about walking in obedience as we continue on the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. The sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And we're going to be doing this for a couple days. You know, and I want to remind you what those aspects are. One, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Two, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Three, through the blood of Jesus, God's Son, he continually cleanses me from all sin. Four, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous. Five, through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Six, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed and cleansed through the blood of Jesus. And finally, Satan has no place in me and no power over me through the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11 is the basic scripture that we are using as our pretext for our study during these next few days. In the Passover ceremony, the blood of lambs was collected in basins. Once the blood was transferred from the basins to the Israelites' dwelling places, they were safe on one condition. They had to stay inside their homes. They had to stay inside their homes. So even though the blood had been applied, the hyssop had been taken, and from the basins, the blood applied to the doorposts, they had to stay inside. There had to be a place of protection and provision. This truth is very important to remember, because we need to understand that the blood protects only the obedient. The blood of Jesus only protects the obedient. It's one thing to be forgiven. It's another thing to walk in forgiveness, walking in the power of true holiness. Let's look at 1 Peter 1 and 2. Peter was greeting the pilgrims of the dispersion, or the diaspora. He was specifically addressing the Jews outside the land of Israel, who were the elect, or chosen, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit. Notice that, the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and the sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Notice that obedience comes before sprinkling. Obedience comes before sprinkling. The blood is not sprinkled on the disobedient. The blood does not protect those who go out of the house. It protects only those who are behind the blood or covered by it, walking within the family, walking within the grace of God, walking within the kingdom of God. So bear in mind, although there is a perfect protection in the blood, it is for the obedient and the obedient alone. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim this day that I will walk in obedience to you. I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood does for me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, he continually cleanses me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, because my body is in respect to being the place where Christ dwells. And I'm cleansed, redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place in me, no power over me through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and love. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunities at our head. And I thank you for victory as I walk in obedience to your word and understand the protection within the household of your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word was a blessing to you. And I hope that you'll meditate upon it today as the day goes forward. And I pray the Holy Spirit will guide you in truth, in grace, and that God will help you to be able to understand in greater clarity as you search out the scriptures, considering that place and that grace that is abiding in the presence of God and within the household of faith. And that when you venture outside the parameters of his protection and outside where the word says his grace is sufficient, you expose yourself to the enemy. And God doesn't want you to do that, and I certainly don't want to see that happen to you. I want you to walk in the grace and the knowledge of God and see the power of God in your life and the blood of Jesus Christ gives us that opportunity. Amen? Hey, if you need to reach us here at CGMF, please call us at any time at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us again today on the Prayer Line.